One Bor resident who prefers to be identified only as Mary for fear of reprisals from authorities says security forces harass young people, especially those with dreadlocks or women wearing short skirts or tight dresses, accusing them of belonging to gangs known for drinking, fighting, and public nudity. Mary says she is shocked by the actions of security forces.
Actually, I know that it's my right, or it's our right as young people to dress in a way that we want, because, you know, you cannot differentiate a young girl with a woman. They will be different with a woman, because a woman can just wear those tall dresses because she's a woman, she's responsible, she's in her own home, and she have to dress in a way that her husband want it. And for us, we have to dress in a way that we want it, in a way that our man will love us, in a way that some other gentleman will see that that is a lady who is working there.
Mary says South Sudanese laws do not regulate how people dress, yet security forces accuse some young people of dressing indecently, particularly women. She says police have been verbally reprimanding women, sometimes whipping them on the spot or arresting and detaining them for perceived infractions, such as not covering their thighs or chest in public. Another Bor resident who prefers to be identified only as Marial for safety reasons says he feels discriminated against when authorities dictate what is indecent clothing. He says the way people dress can be an important expression of their religious, cultural or personal identity and should not be interfered with.
Human rights should be respected. Dressing in a certain way does not make you a criminal. I am not happy with the way young people are being treated. I want the authorities to revisit the decision.
Brigadier General Ajang Ayuin March, the head of the Joint Operations Force, which is leading the crackdown on gangs in Bor Town, says he is implementing a request by community leaders to restore what they call the traditional culture of the people of Bor.
I was mandated by the community that young women and girls have been noticed to have been dressing indecently, and that they want to destroy our culture. So I took that as part of the mission to work out. So I am trying to inform them so that they at least respect themselves by stopping their wear of indecent clothes. If I found a woman wearing clothes that are too short or open on one side, I tell them to change that clothing or have it retailored.
Gerald marginalized allegations that his forces are harassing civilians. He says his forces only arrest those who resist advice and his instructions on decent clothing and take them to their barracks for further advice.
There are few women that when they talk out of point, we take them to our barracks to tell them that you have to change this clothing and put on a long dress. We do nothing else. If they call home and a new clothing is brought, they change and we let them go. We have never beaten any woman. One day, we are restoring the culture, but we are doing it peacefully.
Gerald Mai says women are expected to dress in a way that covers their body and to wear clothes that are not see-through or tight-fitting, which he says can lead to sexual immorality. Simon Manyongding, the Jonglei State Advisor on Human Rights, says problems arise when some international laws pertaining to liberty and choice of dress contradict local customs. But Deng urges security forces to respect the fundamental human rights of civilians when implementing law and order.
The agents who are enforced this law should not be the people, not harass them, but should talk. They should talk to them nicely, politely, because they want to do something for the betterment of the community. But if you resist, you try to fight them or all these things, they have right to protect themselves, to protect themselves. But all in all, in our laws, it's not allowed. It's not allowed for the law enforcement agent to beat or to harass or to practice anything out of law.
Bol Dengbol, a civil society activist with the Bor-based advocacy group Interfaith South Sudan, says everyone has the right to freedom of expression and freedom to manifest their religion or beliefs under international human rights law. Bol says all people should be free to choose what they want to wear.
The general who was put, to spearhead this operation was only to look for those criminals to look for the crews, to look for the gangs whom they perceive, as criminals. And so they, of course, had their descriptions. Who would be a crew member? How a crew member would look like? But not to, kind of generalize it and see everybody who has dreadlocks on the street, and subject them to, to be a force. Everybody or every lady who is wearing a miniskirt or some sort of dressing that they do not like, and try to intimidate them or even assault them. That is a bit overboard.
Bolheji is Jonglei, government official to create an environment free of harassment, which ensures the right of every citizen to express the individual's beliefs or personal convictions without interference from authorities. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor, Jonglei State.